You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We begin our introspection on results with Barloworld. They dropped their half-year results for the 6 months ended the 31st of March 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's Group CEO, Dominic Sewela, to reflect on these numbers and see what it means for the business. Good evening, Mr. Sewela. Thanks so much for taking the time. The last time you and I caught up was last year when we were reflecting on the full-year numbers. We caught up in November. We spoke about the higher dividend and the higher dividend as a result of the higher profits as well. This first half of the new year hasn't started off on the best of footings, where we look at revenues, headline earnings per share, earnings before interest and tax. All metrics in that respect are down by 8%. But despite this, the business was able to maintain its margins and maintain its return on invested capital. How do you reflect on the first 6 months?
First 6 months was, a very challenging, given the global, geopolitical situation in the areas we operate in. We still remain in high inflationary and high interest rate environment. But I guess, people like myself never get paid, to control those issues, but to say, what is it that you operate that you can control? So our firm focus on cost reduction, continuous improvement, and making sure that we can allocate our capital in the right areas, is one of the key things that we're focusing on. And we've seen, Mongolia delivering good results. Our Russian operation, notwithstanding, there's still margin realization in that business. And Southern Africa, we've had a very, I think, in the history of my tenure, that was the highest, performance last year. So obviously the downturn is linked to commodity cycle downturn in that business. So overall, we then focus on making sure that, let's, pay down the debt. The gross debt level is down by 31%. Our working capital is down 48%. So when you look at our normalized HEPS, at 538, that's what gave the board the confidence that we can still pay dividend within our dividend policy, which is 2 times to 3 times cover. And, that's what we were able to say, we can increase that by 5%, notwithstanding that the headline earnings drop for the interim.
That was going to be the next question, is to say, how do you then maintain the decision to continue paying that dividend? And as you said, the dividend coming up by 5% when we compare interim to interim. What does this mean for the business when we look at the second half of the year? Obviously, the challenges, as you rightly mentioned, are that some of them, there's very little you can do about it within your management team. They are external to the business, but you have to adapt to them. But where are you seeing the second half of the year kind of play out or land with all of the variables that are up in the air? We know that we have our elections later this week on Wednesday, but we also know that the global factors that you play in, there are other elections in other countries around the world, and that has somewhat of a bearing on operations, might be minimal bearing from your perspective, but how are you seeing the next 6 months?
I think, the next 6 months, if I start with Mongolia and Russia, I think they'll continue to deliver, in line with what, we expect in that business, particularly our Mongolian division. Southern Africa will remain under pressure, but the good thing, we've taken action in the first half in terms of Section 189s. Those costs we took in this, in the month of March, so in the second half, those won't repeat. Similarly, the aftermarket, in terms of our equipment Southern Africa business, will keep on going. Yes, some of the mining companies are taking a strain, but they're still producing, some, are still removing overburden. So to that extent, we'll be able to get the aftermarket, out of that business. So our view is that, it's still going to be a tough trading environment, at least up until the second half of, 2025 in terms of, economic cycle. But one is hopeful, in South Africa, we don't know the outcome, and how people are going to vote, what the next government is going to do. One is hopeful that we can, the next government can focus on infrastructure spend, building dams, building new roads, maintaining roads, because our business on the construction side is dependent on that. And hopefully, the regulatory environment in mining creates more certainty. Also, that, gives opportunities for mining companies to come into the country and start, greenfield projects. So those for us, maybe I'm hopeful, but it's difficult in this market. But in the short term, we will maintain the things we control in terms of saying, we tighten our belt on the cost. We focus on operational efficiency through our Barloworld Business System, which is a lean process of continuous improvement. And those are the things that we can control so that we can gain market share and we can grow the business organically as well.
Lots to still be focused on and lots for the business to still do going into the second half of the year. Dominic, before I let you go, I wonder if there is some light you might be able to shed on the cautionary. There was that cautionary that was put out on the 15th of April, and I see today following the half-year results, there was a continued cautionary around those developments. Can you shed some light around what's happening there, what the ongoing developments are there?
Yeah, I guess I can't say more than what the cautionary says, Jimmy. I think once there has been, a movement either way, in terms of the current discussions we're having, we'll be able to let the market know exactly, where we are. But at the moment, we still encourage our shareholders to trade under cautionary because we're still in discussions.
Still in discussions, but we will have some clarity at some point. The share price responding rather mixed on the back of the data, down about 2% in this day's trade. So leave it at that, Dominic. Thanks so much for those insights. Dominic Sewela, Group CEO at Barloworld, reflecting on the first half of the year's results.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.